This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, people, we are about to do the unthinkable. This is exciting. If you want Max Crosby talk, Odyssey.com rewind. You want to hear all about Michigan, a deep dive. We just started our talk about the game this weekend, Odyssey.com rewind. No. We are doing something. This is radio poison, what we're about to do. This is iodine in the pool. At 5 o'clock on an idyllic fall day, it is Hooper's birthday.
Opening night for the Pistons.
Now, what the hell do you want me to say? Go ahead. Rico, Kenny, be fair. David, no drops. And I'm going to control myself. Rico has a big presentation to make. No, it is not. This is exciting. Rico, in totally serious fashion, wants to ask the city of Detroit a question. People, you owe him at least a minute. Do that for me.
Guys, I will simply say this. We just experienced...
Okay.
I can't believe that's a drop now. Gonna need that for Friday. Go ahead. The floor is yours.
You know what?
That was a mistake. I'm sorry. That was a mistake.
What, your third kid?
Oh, the Pistons are starting their season. Okay?
Yes, they are.
We just had fun with the Tigers. Tigers made the playoffs. And we were dreaming, hey, maybe can this team beat the Yankees and go to the World Series? But we got to dream. Will the Pistons allow the city of Detroit to dream this year? Not a nightmare, but a dream. And what would it be? What could the Pistons do to give you that same feeling that you had with the Tigers? That same feeling that you had in the final weeks of the season with the Red Wings. I'm not going to even go the Lions route because the Lions are on a whole nother level right now.
That's true.
But what could the Pistons team do this season?
Did you go to the show sheet? I gave you my answer.
That's why I dropped my head because I just reread it again. I thought you would change it, but you didn't.
Oh, no. Well, that's my answer.
You know, Mike, why don't you tell the people what you said?
Okay, hold on. Let me pull the show sheet up.
248-539-9797.
Okay, what do the Pistons need to do to equal Tigers' wing run to draw fan interest? And my answer was, bleep themselves on live TV while strapped to a SpaceX rocket. I mean, what do you want me to say?
Like, so there's nothing that this team could do?
It would have to be something so unforeseen, so out of bounds. Look, first of all, they don't play entertaining basketball. Okay, that's one. Yeah. They're just not a fun team to watch. Two, the players they've brought in are not difference makers. They're not people I'd pay to watch. Malik Beasley, I mean, Tobias Harris, maybe 7 years ago.
You didn't hear the interview?
Oh, the 20-minute one that led into our show? May as well have done the EAS test. This is a test of the National Broadcast System. Look, I love the Ron Holland draft pick. I love that they swung for defenses, but I have no designs that Ron Holland's ready to play basketball. And when you start reading articles previewing the season, you know he ain't ready when they're saying the following. Ron Holland's going to bring elite defense to the table. Ronnie, Booby, baby, I didn't draft you to bring elite defense. I need 20 and 10.
Isn't that what they took Thompson for?
Yeah, it's also what they took Killian for, too. So
We just got cut again.
Right. So I would leave it to the people. I am fascinated. If you can get 5 people to call, you get free lunch Friday. Okay. I give you so much credit for wanting to try this today. This is great.
Look, we're not going to get too many times to talk Pistons.
Yeah, as too many as in one.
248-539-9797. For the Pistons fans out there, what do the Pistons need to do to garner that level of interest that you saw the entire city of Detroit do? Because for me, I think it's simple. And maybe the bar is low, but it was low for the Tigers. It was low for the Wings. Can you, come April, be in contention for the playoff, for the play-in game, for to get that last seed in the play-in game? That to me is where the bar is for this team, because I'm not going to sit here and say, you know what, we can compete with the Celtics because that's a pipe dream.
Yeah, let me go ahead and help you with that.
But can you compete for that last play-in spot? Can you be relevant? I hate to say it. Can you be in the graphic?
All right, here's where it is. Now, we did this with the Red Wings. Let's do it with the Pistons. Here are your to make the playoff odds. The Wings were 11th. I think they were 11 on the odds.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the good news is there are two teams with worse odds than the Pistons in the East.
Washington and Charlotte.
Washington and the Brooklyn Nets.
Oh, okay. Yep.
They are at plus 2,500 apiece to make the playoffs. The Pistons are plus 820. Then there's a large gap to the Raptors and Bulls at 590. And then the Charlotte Hornets at 410. Then there's just a mammoth leap to teams like the Hawks and the Heat. They're all minus odds. Rico, in order for them to be interesting, okay, I take the top eight teams. That means you would have to become a Chicago, a Charlotte, an Atlanta-type team. I mean, their win, what's their win total? I want to see this.
I'm seeing 26 and a half on FanDuel.
Okay, so basically you're a 26 and 54 basketball team. They would have to be plus 7, plus 8 on the win total.
And you know what? And I'm going to say this, not just to play in, but David, you're more of a Piston fan than this guy. Come trade deadline, you're thinking about making a move because you're – no, because your team – no. Because you see
you want a shooter or right, something
right. You
like
see that.
That,
you know what, there's a path that we could make one of the final playoff spots.
I think that's one of my biggest problems. Okay, case in point. Last night the season starts, and I am not comping the Pistons this. I'm saying where the sport is and where they have been and are. The Boston Celtics took 61 threes last night against the Knicks, hitting 29 of them. I don't remember the last time the Pistons were a, quote, good three-point shooting team. That's the only currency in basketball now. Mm-hmm. Shoot the three, guard people.
Mm-hmm.
Who do they got on this roster? It's a great three-point shooter.
Tobias Harris. Thanksgiving.
The Thanksgiving. I guess my problem is, too, is like they're not interesting.
But that's what I'm saying. I want them at the trade deadline to say, you know what? We can make a push. We don't have to write this season off. Let's go out there and bring in that player and compete for one of those final play-in game spots. Be in the graphic. It started with that with the Lions. Remember, that was the goal. Can you be in the graphic? Wings, can you be in the graphic? Tigers, same thing. Can you just get, you know, five games out of the final wild card spot? And they did. For the Pistons, same thing. Can you get to in the graphic where you at least care about this team in March? That we're not sitting there already talking about Tigers, that we dedicate a segment or two to the Pistons.
The other problem is, like, look at the players they have. And I know Assor won't play tonight. By the way, you got free lunch. You got full lines. Look at you.
That's two.
Wow.
Two lunches.
Assor Thompson, no offense. Beef stew, no offense. I mean, look at these people. I mean, Jalen Duren, no offense. They're starting guys that don't even, they're not even of this era.
Mm-hmm.
It's not even, like, I don't even understand what the hell I'm watching most nights. And yes, I mean, all right, in order for me to watch, like, does Cade would have to be in, like, the most improved player conversation where he's 25 and 8 a night, high efficiency. I don't know. David, you tell me.
Rico, on principle, I am with you. Yes, that would excite me if they get close to being in the graphic, to being that play-in? Yes. Like, say the last 3 weeks, and oh, now they're out, they're just eliminated. Okay, cool, wonderful, you were there. But the problem I have is I don't see a pathway. Because 36 wins is what got the last team in the play-in last year. You would have to be more than a 20-game improvement. And I just don't see that pathway.
Well, it helps
for the Detroit Pistons.
David, it helps if you don't have the worst losing drought or tie for the worst losing drought.
You're right.
In NBA history.
But the problem I also have is, and while Mike, you all are right about this, Ausar Thompson doesn't give you offense, but him not being able to play right now because he's not clear because of his blood clot is important because of experience time.
Look, the biggest thing they added with a guy like Beasley is at least Beasley's a guy that's played on good teams and took 6, 7, 8 threes a night.
Yeah.
And there are points in his career where he can give you 37%, 38%. I'm fine with that. But Malik Beasley on a really good team isn't starting at this point in his career.
Mm-mm.
He'd be a bench player.
Mm-hmm. Now, seventh or eighth man.
Yeah. Correct. I don't believe on a championship caliber team. Now you go, oh, well, he played a lot for the Bucks last year. Were they a championship team? No, they were a disaster. Oh, the Lakers, not a championship. Been a long time since he played in Denver, guys. So, I don't know. I want them to be modern, and I want them to be interesting. And it still goes back to that night where they didn't get Wemby, or the year prior where they didn't get Banchero, they didn't get Chet. Those two drafts feel like they just set the organization back 3-4 years.
Mm-hmm. Especially the Wemby, because you were god-awful. You should have gotten the number one pick.
And I look, maybe I'm a little overzealous about it. I think he's a top 10 player already. I think he's going to be an MVP candidate this year.
I think he's still a couple years away, but I understand that he is the future.
He's a monster.
He's the future. A lot of the guys that are the top guys now.
Yeah, him and Bronny.
I will physically hit you with a chair if you utter that nonsense on the air again. 248-539-9797.
No point this season. Bronny or Killian Hayes?
How about Rico filling the lines? Everyone's excited for Sheila E. tonight down at LCA. Rico, tell him about it.
Pistons fans, get on your feet.
Wrong button.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The unthinkable has happened. Rico, on opening night, has brought up the Detroit Pistons to an audience, full phone lines. What a moment. That's right. You take a bow. We go to Nate to lead things off. 97.1. What's up, Nate?
Hey, how you doing, Mike? Rico, how's it going?
What's up, brother?
Hey, I think Cade, he's going to be an all-star this year. We finally have a coach that's going to unlock Jaden Ivey playing game this year. Playing game, that's what I'm hoping.
That's what is that the threshold to them being watchable for you? That get to the last 4 weeks of the season?
What it was the last 5 years.
Yep.
The last 5 years have been abysmal.
Yeah, it's been the worst in the history of the NBA, quite frankly.
Yeah, so if I can actually get a little excitement, I'm fine with it.
I think that's fair. And again, I mean, Nate, the difference between their over-under of around 28 games and being in that play-in game, probably about 7 games. But
I'm hammering the over, Mike. I'm hammering it.
Really?
Okay. Yeah.
I want you to be right, because Lord knows, Nate, I don't feel like watching this team again if they're dreadful.
And yes. Nate, I just don't think that they can have that long of a losing streak again 2 years in a row. So
it's not possible. Right. It's not possible.
Right? Hey, but if they do, Cooper Flag.
Yes. You know the problem is, though?
We can root for two things at once.
Truth. I think the problem for me is they just got screwed in the lottery twice, and it sets you back.
I mean, who's had worse luck between them and the Wings when it comes to the lottery?
Pistons. Rico, they were the worst team in the history of the league. They didn't even get a top three pick.
You win.
The history of the sport. Come on. Jesus, Mary, and Joseph.
Come on.
No, you're right, because you're figuring, okay, worst case, you'll get pick three, and we got pick five.
The year prior, you thought you'd get maybe the number one, two, three, but not five.
But we got Cade.
Right, and then the next year, you end up taking a combo guard you didn't want. Exactly. That was actually what went through Troy Weaver's mind a lot. Do I still have the Weaver? Oh, I do. That why is that on my board? That says Troy Weaver. That is distinctly not Troy Weaver. We'll fix that. Let's go to Wilson, 97.1. What's up, Wilson?
Hello, how you doing?
Good. Hey, Wilson.
You've got to have faith. That's what I believe. I believe the Pistons are going to win 35 to 40 games.
Ooh.
Facing the adversary, impossible, temporary hardship. What the Pistons are going through right now is only temporary. You got to have faith.
Define temporary, just so I'm clear.
I know. Don't make me laugh. I know about the last 5 years. Like y'all said, the last 5 years, that was only temporary. This year, Cade is going to step up, be an all-star, average 21, 22 points a game, 6-7 assists. You're going to get some help. Just got to have faith, guys. That's all.
Listen, I'm just telling you, after five seasons, do you know how many games they've won in 5 years?
I don't even want to hear the number, but I know it's low, man.
5 years, so that's over 400 basketball games. 5 years, how many wins, Rico?
I'm going to go 72.
Okay. Wilson doesn't want to guess. Kenny hates basketball. Let's go to David.
Wait. No. 5 years. No, 5 years. You're looking at probably at least 120.
Wilson, how many?
Give it 45.
In 5 years?
Yeah, 45. Well, No, I take that back. No. 5 years. Okay. Okay, about 80, 85 games.
94 games.
Wow. Oh, no.
Okay, I was close.
Yeah.
Give me a hand. Wilson a hand. Oh, yeah.
That's right, Wilson.
Thank the Lord. Thank the Lord.
I'm just saying.
Wait, I thought 71 was low.
Look, Wilson, I'm just trying to tell you, faith is hard to sell when the church don't have a roof. You've won 94 games in 5 years. 14, 17, 23, 20, and 20.
COVID, you know, that didn't matter.
I got you. We killed David. It's over.
I was hoping that Rico's number was closest.
Right, because I'm thinking, no. Even if you just, all right, it's got to be, no.
Wow. You understand, that doesn't even put you at an average of 19 wins a season in a five-year span. That's not possible. Until it is.
I mean, that's.
Let's go to Joe.
Geez, that one Warrior team almost beat you in that one season.
Hate seeing it. Go to Joe, 97.1. What's up, Joe?
What's up, Mike? Rico, thanks for taking my call.
Yes, sir.
I'm excited about the Pistons. We got our one segment of the year here. I'm with Wilson. I think I think we're going to win 35-40 games, and here's why. So, Cade Cunningham, let's look at him year one.
Okay.
He's playing with end of the career folksy Dwayne Casey, who's largely one of the worst coaches in the league. He goes from that to the worst coach in NBA history with zero spacing. Monty Williams and that team was the most dysfunctional basketball team I've ever seen, okay? And so now, right, in those 2 years, he improved from year one to two. Now, he wasn't efficient. He wasn't very good. But somehow, this young kid with 30% usage playing with Jalen Duren, Isaiah Stewart, Jaden Ivey, and Ausar Thompson, none of those guys can hit a three-pointer. He's going to go from that to actual NBA rotation players who can hit an open three with a competent head coach. So what excites me is, I think he's going to take a major step up this year. I think you're going to see, not this year, but he has the potential to become a top 15 or even top 10 player.
Well, he has to.
I remember.
Joe, he has to if they're going to get out of this rut. Now, here's my fear. Everything you said is right. And if you told me at the end of this season, Cade averaged 25-8, I believe that. I believe that he has that. But here's my problem. Let's take away the 2022-23 season when he got hurt and was gone. The 2 years he was, quote, healthy, 64 games, 62 games.
I need you to get the better part of 80 games out here. 75, 76.
Yeah,
you
I was about to say, yeah. I need him healthy. 75.
But, Joe, that's my thing. There's no scenario this team's going to flourish with him missing 20, 22 games.
No, I'll give you about 10 load management games. That's about it.
I agree, guys. And I think when he has a little bit less usage, he doesn't have to guard the other team's better player. He doesn't have a bald idiot maniac coaching him every night. I think, you know, they're going to manage his minutes and everything a little better, and he won't be as injured.
Yeah.
But I'm excited for the Pistons just because I'm one of those late 20s, you know, grew up in Detroit, you know, and I was at the Palace. That was my, I grew up with my dad, season ticket. So that's why we're all maniacs about this. Everybody who's late 20s, okay, early 30s, when we grew up at the Palace, that was a magical theater of dreams. All right. And so that's why we're always going to watch these bums, no matter how bad they are, because we've seen what it could have been.
No, and that's the thing, Joe. It's not like we've held them to an unfair standard. It's can we not be historically bad? Can we get competency? And look,
agreed.
Cade, you're right. With Tobias here, with a guy like Malik Beasley, will it unlock a little more? Yeah, I can say that. My fear is, I don't know what Ashur Thompson's got to give you. I don't know what Duren's got to give you beyond what he does, which is he'll rebound the basketball, be a few putbacks, but there's no offensive game there. And then Ron Holland, who I love the pick, is years away. Mm-hmm. Now, he'll play. Look, if you're asking me what's the reason I'd watch the Pistons this year, I hope Ron Holland stays with the team and he's not at, you know, G League theater. I'd love to see him, but it ain't for defense. If I got to hear about another Piston playing defense, it's going to drive me nuts. The league left that behind in 04.
I was about to say, yeah, that was 20 years ago. So, yeah.
Anytime I hear people talking about, oh, well, the Pistons are all about defense, here's where my brain goes. Shoot the ball. Honestly, people start talking that mess. Oh, wait, this is Bad Boys 3.0.
No, you're right. You got to bring in some three-point shooters.
Well, they brought in a couple.
Yeah.
But we'll see.
Hopefully they can keep this.
I got to pray to God Ron Holland can develop a shot. You need waves of three-point shooters in today's game.
Got Hardaway for.
Great. All right, David, a couple of ticket texts. Then we'll go to Rieger. He's down at LCA for the Pistons opener. You missed anything? Odyssey.com rewind. Yes, Dave.
My dream is that Cade and Duren are unquestionable all-stars. They win 35 games and lose another dozen in close ones. Play the good teams tough, Alex, in Rochester.
That's a pretty long list of hopes.
Yeah, it is. Not going to happen. Ivy and Cade with a shooting specialist in the offseason. I think they'll be on the cusp of making the playoffs.
It's all about the spacing as well. There has to be a way for Cade and Jaden to play together. You can't have this thing where they can't function. And that's going to be Bickerstaff's job. I think the spacing with Beasley, adding Tobias, those things will help. But ultimately, you drafted two guards in the top five, and they got to find a way to work together. There has to be a way, because Jaden Ivey is still at his best, open floor attacking the rim. And Cade is ball dominant. So it's just, I don't know how it works. I don't know that it can. Sorry, didn't mean to be a Debbie Downer there.
That's okay.
The new shooting coach for the Pistons will have a similar impact on the team as what AJ and Fetter do for the Tigers.
Wow. Okay.
Jesus.
Yeah, you need to calm down on that.
Then I'll leave it with this. I want Rico a smoke, and the Pistons will be terrible again this year.
Rico's not saying it's happening. Not. He's saying what he wants to happen to be interesting.
Right. That's just it. Like, we didn't think that the Tigers would be playing... Not only making the playoffs, but in the second round of the playoffs. No one saw that coming.
No.
So that's why. What could the Pistons do to surprise us?
Uh-oh. I hear a prize wheel.
Oh, yes.
And I hear Rieger's heavy breathing into the microphone.
Was I breathing heavily?
Yes.
I was doing a little meditation before the show. Trying to do a little mindfulness. How you guys doing? Can I ask you a question? I'm driving down, and I hear doot-doot-doot-doot-doot-doot-doot-doot-doot-doot.
Yeah.
That's obviously what that is. It's like the old cowbell at Michigan games, correct?
Yeah, except it was a caller losing his mind earlier.
Can you play that again? I really like it. Whatever happened to those two dudes at Michigan? Remember the dude that dressed up like the Michigan Batman and then the other guy that his buddy that had the cowbell? Remember those dudes?
No, but if you're an adult who dresses up like Batman at a football game, you're a loser.
Okay, fair enough. I mean, I wonder where they are.
This was recent?
Yeah, no. Like, within the last, this is probably ended right around, like, the Brady Hoke years or maybe the Rich Rod years.
Are you in office tomorrow?
No. I will be back here for a Wings game.
Are you here Friday?
I think I have Friday off. Why?
I quit. I was going to say, you could just show me a picture of who this guy is, and I'll tell you if I've ever heard of him.
I'll text you.
Fantastic.
Right, I've seen the Stormtrooper Michigan guy, but I don't know.
They got a Stormtrooper?
Yeah, he dresses like a Stormtrooper for charity for cancer and all of that.
Well, they're good. Now I can't make fun of that.
Right,
I wish you would have started with that, because that's really was going to say something else here.
No, I was, and then I saw they were like, no, he does this for cancer. I'm like, oh, okay, you know what?
We'll allow that. All right,
so I got a question for both of you guys. I was thinking about this today, and I asked one of my buddies.
Yeah.
The Michigan State people in my life, I wonder, how important is it for you to kick Michigan's ass on Saturday?
Very.
Like, is it like, okay, good. That's what I figured. Like, listen, there should be some form of spite during this rivalry game.
There's a ton of spite.
It feels dead, does it not?
No, it's not dead. That's just you emotionally hedging. If you look, I can tell you is like how Spartan fans feel about it, what you've done to us the last 2 years, along with the rampant cheating and general scumbaggery.
Yep. The
hate is strong. Nothing. The difference is we might have a team that might be able to get up off the mat, and you won't know our plays. We got to, I don't know, I want to go win the game.
And Rieger, I think that it's some Michigan fans, not all, but some Michigan fans are hedging, saying, well, we're a bad team, so
yeah, great. You know,
this year doesn't count.
It always
counts.
Well,
they used to do that back in the Rich Rod days, right? Like, hey, congratulations, you beat a bad team.
Right, and when have you ever beat a good state team? I'll hang up and listen. Love the show. The answer is never. Go look at your record against bowl-eligible MSU teams in the history of this rivalry. Yeah,
I just think that's your fault because you guys haven't been good enough.
There have been plenty of times we've been good. Don't play that game with me.
You had every right
to take pleasure. You know, we had a coach who was all interested in pleasure in a hotel room, all right?
You didn't let us off
the hook. Why the hell should we let you off the hook?
Well, I don't think you should at all. I'm just trying to gauge it, that's all, because from just me walking around, I love this game, as you guys love this game. It doesn't seem like the buzz is all that there, but that's probably because Michigan fans want nothing to do with this game.
No, I hate the game because it doesn't. Because you can't win it. You can win the game, and your fan base has always got an excuse, or they always got a reason, or they always got something. Just shut up and lose.
What about the weather?
Exactly. Just do what we do. It only rained when we had the ball. Oh, really?
There it is.
Oh, the field was crowned. Oh, Spartan Bob. I don't want to hear it anymore.
Oh, it was just Kenneth Walker, that's all. Yeah, it was just Kenneth Walker beat us. That was it. He's the greatest player of all time.
All right, we good? What's coming up next?
We're going to talk about JMO. We're on for two segments of radio. Then we get you to Pistons basketball, the Pistons Pacers opener. People are pumped up down here. They're spinning the wheel there, Michael and Rico. Well, I heard something yesterday about Jameson Williams. I totally disagree. I'll present that to you at 6 o'clock.
Rieger, next. 97.1.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.